Well, I'm very pleased that joining us on the Race to Dubai show is the latest champion on the European Tour, Tyrrell Hatton, who won so magnificently in Scotland. Tyrrell, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. It's a great feeling to get my first win, and hopefully I can push on now and have a good end to the year.
How nervous were you going into that final round?
I was pretty nervous for the majority of the round. I think playing with Ross Fisher, you know, he's a good friend of mine, so that sort of helped me relax a little bit. And obviously, it's a completely different format to what we're used to playing, as we're playing with the amateurs and playing with Jamie Dornan. You know, he's a great guy, and we had a good chat on the way around, and I think that just sort of helped me relax as well. I started feeling pretty comfortable with four holes to go.
What about your key shots, Tyrrell, going out? There's some tough holes on that front nine, isn't there? Any key moments for you?
I think a big moment actually was on the first green when I hit a terrible first putt and left it about 6 foot short. And, you know, just holding that par putt sort of helped me get over a few nerves. But I think the putts that I hold throughout the day were key.
Did you have a number in mind? You started with a three-shot buffer. You were playing with Ross, who was your nearest challenger, and others might go low because you shot 62 on Saturday. Did you have a number that you thought, if I get to that, the chances of me winning are pretty good?
No, I mean, I wasn't thinking too much about the score. I just wanted to try and keep making as many birdies as possible and just keep my nose in front. And thankfully, I managed to do that.
You must have learned a lot from your experiences in the Scottish Open as well, where you run up to Alex Noren, Tyrrell.
Yeah, you know, that was a good experience. And, you know, I learned a lot. I think the biggest learning experience was Wentworth this year, where, you know, I didn't get off to a fast start. And that was the first time I was playing in the final group. My patience wasn't there, and I sort of got a bit down on myself. And that was one of the key things yesterday, where I knew I just had to try and stay patient. And if things didn't happen from the start, then try not to get too sort of down on myself. And obviously, there was a long way to go still. But no, I played really nicely all day, and it was nice to get the win.
How would you describe yourself, Tyrrell? Happy-go-lucky or thoughtful, introspective, serious? How would you describe yourself? What's your normal MO?
I don't know, I'm quite an emotional person, I guess, so that's maybe a good way to sum me up.
I think your emotion must have been through the roof when you demanded your check in pound notes.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, that sort of comes with it. But the main thing is, you know, guys are playing because they want to win tournaments. So that was the biggest thing for me.
How did you celebrate last night?
We went to a steakhouse in St Andrews. I was supposed to fly home, but I went out for dinner with my girlfriend and a few people from the management company. And then we just had a few drinks, and I was up early this morning trying to get a flight home. So probably go out for dinner tonight with the family, I think.
Tyrrell, you got yourself in a great position in the Race to Dubai. You're now looking even higher than where you are. I think you're fourth right now.
Yeah, it's crazy to look at, actually. As a golf fan and used to watching golf like every week as a kid, and like seeing all the names up there, and then to be one of the names up near the top now is like this year is crazy. So it's pretty cool to look at, and hopefully I can have a good end to the year and finish highest possible.
What about this week at the Grove, Tyrrell? Is that a course you're familiar with?
Not too familiar with, no. I mean, it's only 30 minutes away from my house. I actually went and played there a couple of weeks ago, and I think the week after Italy. It's in good shape, and I'm really looking forward to playing the tournament, that's for sure. I've got family coming, and should be a good week.
Tyrrell, you've done some great things in the Race to Dubai. I know it's not over, plenty for you to aim for, but also in the world rankings, you're now comfortably inside the world's top 50. How excited are you about what you can play in next year?
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, it's sort of crazy to look at and think that I'm like there in the world. And, you know, it's a dream of mine to be top 50, and hopefully I can stay inside the top 50 by the end of the year and get a nice little invite through the post. That would be amazing.
A little green jacket number.
not going that far yet, but an invite for now would be amazing.
Well, listen, you had a fantastic week in St Andrews, a brilliant win. And to mark your first win and to do it at St Andrews, that's double special. So we look forward to seeing you at the Grove at the British Masters, supported by Sky Sports. Very well played.
Thank you very much.